Okay, Joe, I'm going to roll over 180 degrees here.
Okay.
Apollo 10 is now at an altitude of 68.1 nautical miles, approaching apogee of 68.2, and we should say Apolloon. The crew has just completed realigning their guidance platform. Shortly after we lose touch with the space.
Apollo 10, over.
Well, Roger, 10, go ahead.
Roger, we're showing to 68.5 by 53.6. Where is the Paraloon now?
About
point over the surface, is it?
I checked you out there, Glass John. Say your last again, please.
At what point over the lunar surface is Paraloon?
Okay, I'll get that for you. Just a minute. Apollo 10, Houston.
Go ahead, over.
Roger, John, we've got your Paraloon there at 58 minutes north, and longitude is 86.58 east.
Roger. That means the people that were watching the TV were watching it at the closest point of approach?
That's affirmative, John.
Hey, Joe, is it 1 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's just about 1 o'clock in the morning.
What morning?
It's Saturday morning, the 24th, John. Can't you guys tell what where it is daytime there?
Well,
Oh, yeah, we can see how the sun progresses across the Earth up there every time we get an Earth rise. Over.
Roger.
You can see Earth shine. You can see the, when you get night adapted, you can see the lunar surface through the telescope almost well enough so that I believe you might be able to do landmark tracking on some large feature.
Very good.
You can't see anything through the section, but
okay, we're going.
The large features come through loud and clear in Earthshine.
Joe, we're going to lose you. I'm going to put you on an Omni.
Okay, thank you, Jane.
I don't know why we didn't think to look for that before.
John, this is Houston. Do you think you could pick up the same type of features in Earth time, but about within 10 degrees of the Terminator? Apollo 10 is Houston. We're reading you now, John.
You keep calling me by the wrong name.
You keep sounding like the wrong guy.
I keep getting mixed up myself.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. On your comment on being able to pick up these features through the telescope in Earthshine, do you think you could pick up these features within about 10 degrees of the Terminator? This is still in the Earthshine.
The Earthshine Terminator or the Nighttime Terminator?
The Nighttime Terminator.
No, I do not, because... No. You mean 10 degrees.
Roger.
Which Earthshine are you talking about? Which... The regular Sun Terminator would be impossible, because you're not night adapted. You can't see anything when you go into the dark through the telescope.
Roger, thank you.
So you get night adapted, and then you can see... Then you can see all the terrain features.
Yeah, okay, we understand. Thank you.
Okay, Houston, Apollo 10. All the way through the landmark tracking, we shot photos of Opportunity, and we just about ran out of film here. We shot so much of it. So on this one, We're just going to maintain orb rate with a heads up here and set of heads down. We can get pretty good coverage really out the side windows, and we shot the whole strips out the other way. So we're on this rail, we're just going to maintain the orb rate with heads up, and I don't think there's really any photos of opportunity we haven't already got, but we'll still be shooting some.
Okay, Tom, I understand. Apollo 10, Houston.
Go ahead, over.
Roger, 10. Fido is predicting that on the backside at sunrise at 133.26 that Snoopy should be directly overhead. So if you pitch up, you might be able to pick him up in, right at sunrise.
Roger, at sunrise, 133.26. Thank you.
Okay.